Welcome back to our program. One of my absolute favorites, one of the people that I consider to be one of the true creative geniuses of our time, and you've heard me say this many times on this program, and it's not, I'm not blowing smoke here, and you've heard the Why Me George song, I think is my all-time favorite of his, but Jim Tour has done some of the most extraordinary work. You find at BlueCanyonSatire.com, BlueCanyonProductions.com on the internet, and that you've been hearing as bumper music and sometimes featured on this program for, 2 years now. But in addition to that, Jim now has a website, BlueCanyonVideo.com, and he's produced a DVD called Five Frightfully Fine Videos. I wanted to share a little bit of these with you and bring Jim Tour on to talk about them. Jim, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Thank you, Tom. It's an honor.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Jim, I want to play a clip. I've got a couple of clips from your new video, and I just want to share them with our listeners. The first one is Tony Hillerman. Tony Hillerman is a New York Times best-selling writer. I've read several of his books. He writes about a Native American police officer on the reservation. I'm forgetting the guy's name. It's been a couple of years since I read his books. But
Jody Porn, I think.
There you go. Yeah, and Tony Hillerman, an amazing guy, and he's talking about his experience in World War II. And let me just share this little clip off this new video. It's actually called Five Frightfully Fine Videos is the title of this DVD. And let me just play this clip, and then I'd like to get your thoughts on this, Jim. Here's Tony Hillerman.
I shot low at him, hoping to hit him in the abdomen, and I hit him right in the face.
Now, keep in mind, by the way, let me interrupt this. This is Tony Hillerman talking about a real experience that he personally had in World War II. In fact, I'm going to start this over with that caveat.
I shot low at him, hoping to hit him in the abdomen, and I hit him right in the face. Didn't say much for my marksmanship, but it knocked him backwards. So only his feet were on the asphalt. And that here I am, how many years later, 50, in more than a half century later, I still remember that as vividly as if it happened yesterday. Always regretted it. He was probably some kid about 19, 18 like I was. And now he's dead.
Yeah, Tony Hillerman talking about, this is the true face of war. Jim, how did this make it into your video and why this particular piece?
Well, this is one of five videos on the DVD. It's one consisting of interviews with veterans of World War II, and as I've said to you, I think I really lucked out on the quality of the people I happen to come across. They're all very candid and very articulate. And Tony Hillerman, of course, lives in New Mexico, and I kind of lucked out with him because I happened to start putting that video together. This was now in like 1997. Right at the time when I happened to run into his daughter, and she told me that he was just starting to be ready to talk about World War II, which a lot of these people, kept covered up for years.
Yeah.
So I hit him at the right time when he was willing to talk about it. And I think I got the first interviews he's ever done about his combat experiences. And, he shares the whole thing from the excitement of a young man wanting to go to war and, getting away from his little farm in Oklahoma and how exciting it was and how it made a man out of him, but also this kind of experience. He's talking about a guy who kind of snuck up on him and he was lying down waiting for him on the other side of a road, and it's really very wrenching, a lot of this stuff. And I asked all of the interviewees on that tape, what do you think about war? What do you feel about the Japanese or the Germans in this case? And the answers are very revealing. It's really very moving, and as I say, it's not my doing. I just happen to interview a lot of the right people, I think.
Yeah, although the video is your doing. It's called Five Frightfully Fine Videos. It's one DVD, actually. It's not five. It's one DVD, and you can find it at Blue Canyon Video. Is it video or videos? .com?
Video.
Yeah, video, singular. BlueCanyonVideo.com. Yeah. Let's go to another clip. Let me play this clip, and then you can tell us the story behind this one, Jim.
Tor Seidler is really good at putting indescribable feelings into words, and sometimes it takes a really long time to describe them, but his characters, he can really go deep into their heart to get out what they're thinking and what they're experiencing,
Now, this was Tamron King, right?
Well, this is a fantastic kid. One of the other videos on this collection is interviewing teenagers who like to read with the intention of making it more interesting and more acceptable to other teenagers. But again, I really lucked out on the people I interviewed. This is a brilliant kid. She was about 13 when I interviewed her, and just so bright and so articulate. And I wasn't surprised to hear later that she went on to win the National Storytelling Championship, number one for the whole country.
Remarkable.
She's just infinitely creative and very philanthropic. She's just won a film festival with a fantastic animation that she did, which any adult would be proud of. I could tell you a funny story if you have time. But
sure, go for it.
When I first got onto her and interviewed her and she won this National Storytelling Championship, I tried to put a friend of mine in touch with her who's a writer for People Magazine, right? A chance to get interviewed by, have an article in People Magazine.
Sure, it's the big time.
Well, she wasn't sure she wanted to be interviewed by People Magazine because she felt that was one of those magazines that didn't make people feel good about themselves and was very kind of image conscious, and so she passed on that.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That's marvelous. And she's in the video in your five frightfully fine videos in this DVD available from BlueCanyonVideo.com. She is doing what? What is that little clip about?
Well, primarily she's talking about books she likes to read and why, as are the other teenagers in this video. But there's also a clip in there, a short piece called The Making of this DVD. And in there I do show her creating her award-winning animation as well, and just talking about what an incredibly talented kid she is.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant, Tom?
Yeah, I think broadly. Let's go to the third one here. This is another clip.
I don't know if you've ever asked for $1 million and you thought it would solve all your problems, but I did win millions of dollars just a month before my accident. And I give every cent of it back to not be in this chair because I can't enjoy it. I can't enjoy life, and I can't get my sister back. You can't ever buy that back.
Tell us about this story, Jim.
Well, that's a really wrenching one. That's from one of the videos in here that's about teen driving safety. I try to take a kind of a creative, non-gory approach to trying to impress upon teenagers the dangers that are waiting for them in driving if they're not careful. And I wanted to interview this woman. Her name is Cindy, and I read about her in the paper. She was, I think, a hostess of some kind in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she hit a lotto, lotto on one of the slot machines and won $34 million.
Mm-hmm.
And a month later, she hit by a car, and she was crippled, and her sister was killed. And she just speaks very eloquently about how important it is to be safe. And, of course, it was nothing she did in this case. They got hit by a drunk driver. But just the danger that's there in driving and how, of course, she would give back all that $34 million to have her mobility back and her sister back and so on.
56,000 Americans a year die as a consequence of traffic accidents, and my recollection is it's 30-some-odd million of them as a result of drunk drivers. I may have that statistic wrong, but it's a startling number. And so, Jim, in the overview here, in producing this thing, five frightfully fine videos, which is on BlueCanyonVideos.com, what's the thread that ties together these five frightfully fine videos?
Well, these were videos that I was funded. I was very fortunate to get funded by a big a local foundation here and many, many other foundations and donors, including, if I may mention one, that people can express their thanks for, Newman's Organics, Newman's Own and Newman's Own Organics, which is a great company that got onto this and really helped me get it done. But anyway, The theme was, and the reason I got these funded, and the reason I proposed them was they were all videos that were designed to be given. They've all been given to all high schools and public libraries in certain states where I've been funded for that. But they're all things that I thought were very important for teenagers to be able to experience, whether it's the, specific information, for instance, in the reading or the driving video, or the historical kind of personal experience you get listening to the World War II veterans and the Holocaust survivors, which is another video, just the that kind of experience of history and of elders, you know, the wisdom of the elders kind of thing.
Yeah,
trying to be valuable for teens is what it amounts to.
Yeah, the wisdom of the elders and the hope of the youth. It's kind of a synthesis of the two. I found it extraordinary. I found it absolutely extraordinary. How long did it take you to put this thing together?
Well, the videos, the five video programs that went into this were produced over a period of 7 years, so it goes all the way back to 97, and the past year has been a scramble to kind of re-edit them, improve them in many cases, and fit them all onto a three-hour-plus DVD, which was not easy either. It turns out there's reasons they don't make three-hour DVDs, but after a few trials and tribulations, we got it all on one DVD.
That's remarkable. I thought there was a physical limit to what you could do on a single DVD.
Well, there is. So,
yeah. So and you
caution people who are putting DVDs together to keep it down to the limit it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we got it eventually.
That's great. And the way that you're distributing this, the way that you're selling this now, we've got about a minute left here, Jim.
Yeah. Well, people can go to the website and get them if they like. For themselves or for their local library or for their teenagers or for their public access station, BlueCanyonVideo.com. But as I say, in the states where we're funded to do this, they are going out to free to all the libraries in the state.
Yeah.
And high schools in the state. And
I think there's
a couple copies.
You know, I got to say, Jim, I think that there's great stuff in here for adults.
I mean, well, I wouldn't disagree with that.
You know, I agree with you. Teenagers should see this, and there's some morality play kind of things in here, you know, consequences of drunk driving, et cetera. But this is powerful stuff. This is powerful stuff.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Well, I think you did a great job. Jim, we're out of time, but I thank you for being on the program with us today. Jim Turr, BlueCanyonSatire.com, BlueCanyonProductions.com, and for five frightfully fine videos, one single DVD, BlueCanyonVideos.com. Jim, thanks for being with us today.
Blue Canyon Video, singular.
Video, that's right, singular. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 20 minutes past the hour.